Hey, this is Reverend Timothy Fleming, Senior Pastor of Mount Carmel Baptist Church, Atlanta, Georgia, and you are listening to our podcast, Words from a Senior Pastor. I want to thank you for joining us today and let you know that I hope this recording blesses you and compliment your walk with God. Again, thank you so very much, and I hope you enjoy these messages. I'm going to talk about standing with a thorn in your flesh. Standing with a thorn in your flesh. What a word the Lord has given me for you today. During this pandemic, during these tragedies, during these times when people want to give up, when people are confused. And I want to continue on to tell you, as I've been preaching for you for several weeks on the standing series, that no matter what is happening, you got to stand during these times. Standing is about courage. Standing is about conviction. Standing is about what you know, not what you heard. You can't stand unless you know certain things. You can't stand unless you feel this. You can't stand unless you have courage. And I want to continuously tell a lot of you, you can't stand if you can't stand things. And continually telling you that to be a Christian is not about how many demons you can run away. It's about how many demons you can take on. It's about how many demons you can face and stand up to. Because Jesus defeated the devil himself. Not because he ran from him. When the devil came to him, Jesus didn't run. He didn't take off, "Oh, I rebuke you, Ashamatata," and run off, "I put the devil on the flight." No, sometimes you need to tell the devil, "Come on with it. Come on with it. Throw at me your best points. Throw at me your best weapon, because I'm ready for you." And the only way you can really stand as a Christian is that you got to first learn how to stand up to the devil. And I'll talk a little more about that next week, because too many Christians trying to run from the devil instead of standing up to face him, because there come a time in life you can't run. You can run but can't hide and can't get away. You have to stand up. That was Jonah's problem. He tried to run from God because he didn't want to stand up and face the Ninevites, his own enemies. And he felt that that wasn't for him. But God took a whale and sent him on there anyhow to teach him, look, you can't run from people that are dangerous. Stand up and face them. And I keep trying to emphasize this message to all of us out here today. Sometimes it's not about trying to avoid pain and avoid things that's happening in the world. We got to learn, get some teaching on how to take it, how to stand up against it. And once the enemy see you can stand up and face him, he knows you're not a coward. We have too many coward Christians trying to run from evil, trying to run from trouble, taking everything they can to get away from pain and trouble. All these good luck charms. Somebody got walking around with a dead rabbit foot. Now, how in the world some animal dead going to bring you luck? Man, people got good luck charms. Saying this going to bring me good luck and still having bad luck. You can't run from good luck charms and all these things you're talking about going to bring you good luck. It's not about luck anyway. It's about God's blessing. I want to teach you today in this message about the thorn. That's something we have to live with. Paul, who had a lot of problems with the Corinthian church, is now he's facing them. He had more trouble at that church than any church I know he had. And they were challenging him and talking about so many things. I don't have time to go into all of that. But he decided to tell them, you know, I got caught up with describing another man as though it was not he. It was a man. I don't know who he was. It was like he was describing another man when he's talking about himself. He said, but one thing I know, I was caught up in the third heaven. And when I got up there, I saw things. I never heard of things I could never say. But I know the minute I came down, a thorn was given to me. A thorn was given to me in my flesh. So much about the thorn. What brought about thorns anyway? Thinking about how a thorn came about. A thorn came about because of rebellious. Rebelling. That's exactly how a thorn came. God took Adam, God took man, put him into the Garden of Eden. He didn't have to pay no rent. He didn't have to pay no light bill. Old bro Adam had it made. He had the music, the birds singing in the treetops. He had the fish jumping in the ocean and in the sea for his entertainment. He had the rocks for his furniture. He had the green grass for his carpet. He had the trees for his shade. He had everything he needed. Didn't need no insurance. Didn't need nothing. All God told a man to do was just live and enjoy and walk with me in the cool of the day. And that's one thing I don't want you, Adam or Eve, is to mess with a certain tree and eat that fruit. And most time when I got a whipping from my mother, it was about the things she told us not to mess with. Isn't that amazing? Always got a whipping messing with that lamp. And she told me stop playing around that lamp. And one day I was playing around that lamp and fell and broke. And the other part of me, she broke. Let me tell you something. And if she hadn't said nothing about that lamp, I probably would have never been paying any attention to it. The very thing God told Adam not to touch and mess with, well, he didn't say you could touch it, but just don't eat it. Because the devil lied and said you wasn't supposed to touch it. God didn't say you couldn't touch it. He said don't eat it. See how the devil screw things and turn things all around. And when God told Adam not to be disobedient, but to just obey my word, they ate the forbidden fruit. And as a result of eating the fruit in disobedience, God cursed the ground. And when God cursed the ground, that punishment, all the thorns and thickets began to grow up. Before that, Adam didn't have to worry about no thorns. But after he disobeyed God, that's when God decided to curse the ground. Because God made man from the ground. And so he says, since you came from the ground into the earth, when you die, you're going back to that. He cursed the ground. There were no wild creatures then. In those days, the lion and the lamb could lie down together. We didn't have to kill animals to eat meat. Man was a vegetarian. That's probably why he got tempted by a fruit. He was a vegetarian from the beginning. And the Bible said when he disobeyed God, thorns began to come up. What is so unique about a thorn anyway? Most of us don't like thorns. Most of us hate thorns because they stick us. They make us uncomfortable. It's a dwarf-looking creature. God cursed it to torment man. You don't ever go walking around barefoot with round thorns because they're going to stick and agitate us. Why the thorn? Well, the thorn, I need you to look a little deeper at that. What a thorn is a replica of. A thorn is a replica, actually, of man disobedient. Look. It was a bush, but it became thorny. Why? Because it wanted to have its own way. A thorn is turned into some dwarf that I started out being one way, but I want to have my way. Now I ended up being a thorn. God. And that's what makes folks thorny. That's what makes folks stick you. Trying to have your way. And this is what that thorn represent, man. So the animals got wild because when man disobeyed, he got wild. Man started killing each other, started destroying and in battle. Everything got wild when God cursed the ground. the animals start attacking one another, eating them for flesh. Everything gets wild when we don't obey God. Yes, that's why we got wild children. That's why we got wild home. And that's why we got the wild, wild west. My God, because when we disobey God, you just get wild. We living in a wild, crazy world, wild, crazy young folk, wild old folk, everything wild. But you know what? It came as a result of disobedience. And this old thorn says, I don't want this to be a nice bush. I want to stick somebody. I want to hurt somebody. And that's how you ended up with a thorn. But the difference in a leaf and a thorn is that a leaf is a blessing and a thorn is a curse. How about that? Somebody said the other day, because we got so many thorny people that like to stick each other, is that a thorn like just tormenting everybody else when it could have been a nice leaf? But now, wanting to have his way, disobeying God, I want to stick somebody. I think somebody said the other day, the trouble with so many of us who have this sticking attitude is that we like to stick one another, and you can't rise when you're in the ditch keeping a man down with you. Then the only way for somebody to help you out, help them out the ditch. But we got so much thorny attitudes that we like to stick one another. Have you ever been around some thorny people that just love to agitate you? Is there a lot of things in this world that agitates us? Some of us have to live with some thorny wives. Some of us have to live with some thorny husband. Some of us have to live with some troubled children. And sometimes you wonder, what in the world did I do to bring about this? You raised them right. You brought them to church. You taught them how to say their prayers. You were there for them all through, but they just turn out their way. Why? Wanting to have their way. And they got thorny on you. Some of us have to work on some thorny jobs. You go there looking for a good place to work, and now you got a thorny boss. All they do is agitate you. All they do is just ride you. All they do is try to do things to upset you. And you start saying, Lord, why do I have this thorny life? Some of us have to live with thorny kinfolk, in-laws that become outlaws. And how many times you wonder, how come I can't get along with my own people? But that's because you got a thorn in the house. Some folk you can't please. They're always aggravated. They'll find something wrong with whatever you do. That's a thorn, like to stick you all the time. But look at that, the leaf did not stick. You ought to have a leafy attitude. Because look at how good the trees and the leaf is over a thorn. The leaves suck in all the carbon dioxide that we have in our body. When I got ready to build this church, I noticed that the arborist got on my case about trees. And I was saying to myself, why did I need all these trees around here in the back? She said, because trees are healthy for us. Trees and leaves help pull in poison. If I took everybody in here and put them in this building, and I decide not to let no air in here, and just close up every day, every building, every window, and don't let no air in, and all us in here, you know we'd die. Because the carbon dioxide is like being in a car with the motor running, can kill you. That same carbon dioxide that we breathe out of us is poison. Did you know that? And that's why they make you plant trees on the interstate, because so much carbon dioxide coming from gas, from the cars, producing all that, they won't let you bother those trees because the trees help pull in poison. And when the trees suck that into their leaves, and you know what that does? It takes that carbon dioxide and turn it into a starch, and they take that, and the trees give us pure, clean air. That's why people with tuberculosis, they take them out and sit them around trees, because the trees suck in the poison, and it throws back out fresh air. Did you know that? If there were no trees, you'll see how hard it is to breathe. If there were no trees, you would see how difficult it is in life. So a leaf takes what something bad and give out something good. If you notice, God gave Israel a thorn in their flesh. It talks about it in Judges. God said, I want you to go to the promised land. I will keep my word. I will bless you as I promised your forefathers. Don't mix and mingle with these unbelievers. I don't want you around them because they worship idol gods. If it's anything, my friend, that God hates, he hates idol worship. If it's anything that really gets under the skin of God, so to speak, is that when we turn from him and start worshiping idols. And God said, because of you, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, if you obey me and don't mix with these people and start worshiping these gods with them, I will bless you. But because they did not obey God, because they got out there and started mixing and mangling with the enemy, God said, I'm going to give you a thorn in your flesh. I'm not going to take away the thorn. I'm going to make sure you keep the thorn because you disobeyed me. Why the thorn? The thorn was put up on Jesus' head. They put a crown of thorns on his head. And Dr. Luke Ellison said, because of the thorn, it brought us salvation. And because of that thorn Jesus had on his head, it's a replica of what God went through to save us. Why the thorn? I'm trying to tell you today that a lot of us have thorns and a lot of us have all kind of problems. But Paul said, I got a thorn in my flesh. Why? Why would God want to agitate us? Why would God want to upset us? Because so many of us are so busy looking at other folks' thorns, we don't pay attention to ours. So many of us are so busy talking about other folks' weakness and we don't talk about ours. So many people love to sit around and gossip on what you do wrong and what you did wrong, but you got some wrong in your life. And if you're going to talk about other folk, tell your story. So you know what? Tell somebody, shut up. You need to shut up. Everybody say, shut up. Quit talking about people because everybody got a thorn. A lot of us are always talking about what other folk do, and then a lot of us love to talk about what we don't do, but we don't talk about what we do. You got some kind of problem. You have something to pray over. You got something going on in your life. Amen. Someone say, I don't smoke and I don't chew and I don't run with those that do. Then what do you do? I know that's bad grammar, but good preacher. Hallelujah. You doing something. You got something if it ain't nothing but running your big mouth. It's something going on in your life. And when we go around and talk about other folk got bad children, and then you got one in your house stealing and doing everything else. You can't control what your children want to do. You can't control what they want to be. That's your thorn. Are you carrying something? And the Bible said God put it on it. It said it was given to me. He said, I didn't ask for this thorn. It was given to me. Wow. God gave him the thorn after he went on up to the third heaven. Maybe God put a thorn on Paul's in his flesh because he went so high that everybody can't handle height. Hallelujah. When some people get the going up high, they get so egotistical, they got to start going up in other areas where they never been, and they like to look down on everybody else and talk about how they look. Amen. Just like 6 and 9. Amen. And I'm sure you know this story. Uh-huh. You know, 9 was talking about 6, and 9 was saying, 6, look at you. You all down with your head in the mud. See, you ought to be up like me, 9 said. You just way down there. 6 said, you ain't nothing but another 6 turned upside down. Well, I'm telling you right now, though you got your head up, you still a 6. Look, my friend, that God has a way of putting these thorns because sometimes he had to deal with us when we go high. So there come a time you got to learn how to go high and yet be low. I often tell all young preachers, be a lion in the pulpit and a lamb on the floor. Don't get so high that people can't reach you. God will give you a thorn. Don't get so above everybody because you're riding in a nice Mercedes. You'll soon be crying, mercy, these bills killing me. Don't get so high that you start talking about, look at those people. Look at those people. And you look around and you got some problems that the people don't know about. You just been hiding your thorn, but you got a thorn. And God said, he went so high, I got to do something to Paul to make sure he doesn't get no higher than I want him to be. Thank you, my friends, for spending this time with us. And a special thanks to those of you that support this ministry with your generous giving. It's because of you that this broadcast is possible. If you would like to give to our ministry, you can do so by texting GIVE to this number, 770-637-3445. If you enjoyed the podcast, please subscribe and share it with your friends. Thank you so very much.